if you go outside, particularly in the fall, when it first starts getting cold, but not unpleasantly cold, you might say, boy, the air is very
frosty, nippy, chilly. There's quite a few expressions for that.
And then if you get up in the morning, it's getting cold, there's a white coating on the ground, you say you've had a
frost.
Now, there are different degrees of that. Would you have a different term for a light winter?
Light frost. Frost.
When do you usually get your last ones around here?
In the spring.
Yeah.
Well, about 1st of April, I should imagine. Sometimes we get it up to the middle of April, but most...
Not much snow around here?
No, not no lot. Some years we have 2 or 3 snows. We never get heavy snow here. If we get a 6 to 8 inch snow here, we call it a real heavy snow.
I remember one time when I was a small child, we got what they call a 3 foot snow. And that's...
It was 3 foot. I can remember that too. We had 3 foot.
I don't think I've ever seen that much snow in this country.
No,
that's the only time I ever saw, and that was 1917. It started to fall though in November, and it just never did get off the ground. Seemed like it'd warm up and sunshine a little, and thaw a little on top, and then crust over, turn cold, you know, and crust over, and then come some new snow on top of that. And then it did that, and it's still snow when March come.
It's a long time to have snow in Arkansas.
Yeah.
Did you make a snowman?
Very unusual.
No. We were all small, and we stayed in the house.
What I remember about it more than anything else, they'd shovel paths from the house to the chicken house.
And the barn.
Mother always had a bunch of chickens, and she would heat corn in the oven.
We call it parching corn.
And then we'd take it out and throw it under the floor. They would come to the house and go under
the floor. Chickens would come through this path. They roosted in the barn, but they'd come to up under the floor in daytime.
We'd throw that hot corn under the floor, you know, for them to eat. And we had some pet, we had sheep, and we had one pet sheep that I remember very well. She would aggravate us throwing. And I got after her one time, and I don't know, I was outside doing something in the path. It was over our heads, way over our heads, and over there, and shoveled it out. And I got after that pet sheep and run her out into that snow, you know, and she's buried up. And Dad had to go dig her out. And he was about to skin me for, you know, and run the sheep out in the snow.
Did you keep goats?
Yeah, we always had goats.
Do they do what that little kid likes to do?
Yeah.
That's one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
They got one over there at that theater where she went. I was seeing it the other night. It'll get up on there. They've got a rail fence out there. And that little old thing will get up there and walk on them rails. Or they've got a, what's about this kind of a wood piece in it, all across the front of the stage. And it'll come up there while they're singing and playing and just get up there and just jump stiff-legged all over there.
You'd be surprised what you can teach animals.
Well, them little old goats don't have to be taught now. They just, it's just natural for goats.
We had a bunch of milk goats one time. We milked goats and sold.
That was after you and left home?
Yeah. And them goats, we would put them in a pen, and we had a scaffold for them to get up on, you know, where they would be up high enough. And I would always, they all wore collars with rings in them, and we would snap a snap in that collar, you know, and I'd feed them while I milked them, but they would be up high enough that I wouldn't have to stoop. Well, when I'd get that one milked, I'd just unsnap her collar, and I'd say, get down, and she was gone. I'd open the gate where I kept the others, and they each one knew their name. I'd holler for the next one that I milked, you know, and she'd jump up on that scaffold, you know, and go to her feed trough, and I'd snap her collar. But each one of them knew their name, you know, when I'd call them, just like children would, you know. And they knew exactly what they were supposed to do. They'd jump up on that scaffold, you know, and I'd milk them.